Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It was a hostile scene at English High School in Jamaica Plain last night as Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson laid out the details of her revised plan to close a projected $63 million school budget gap. She says the district must make dramatic changes, chief among them a proposal to close or merge 13 schools. WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov was at the school committee meeting last night, packed with parents and school staff, and Monica's with us this morning here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Monica, we know the superintendent has increased the number of schools to be closed or merged since she presented her previous plan back in October. What was different about her presentation last night?
Well, she made a much more impassioned case for the cuts. Last time, she just released the plan to close or merge 8 schools, then held a hearing but didn't really present her case. Last night, she talked about making bold, deliberate, thoughtful changes that she says are going to permanently change the district and the way it delivers education. And she said her goal is to educate all students, but she acknowledged several times that school closings are difficult and emotional. And also last night, she had a lot more backup, honestly. She had a panel of district administrators there to answer written questions, and they painstakingly went over the numbers and other options, which they said there really weren't many others.
Well, we called it hostile when we introduced you a minute ago. Tell us about the scene. Tell us about the response from parents and teachers this time around.
Well, compared to last time, more subdued. You know, last time the police had to keep the screaming parents away from the stage. But this time, I think Carol Johnson buried the parents in numbers and with this panel answering questions and didn't really get to the angry open mic comments until later, when many parents had just thrown their hands up and said, we can't change their minds. It seems like a done deal, and they left. But many stayed, and one of them was Linda Barros, who's trying to save the Lee Academy Pilot School from closure. The school will be severely cut back from a pre-K to 5 to just a pre-K to first grade, so it can merge with another school. And Barros predicted that these closures will not solve the school department's problem of 5,600 empty seats.
Because at the end of the road, they will have many more empty seats than they have started with.
Including your child?
Absolutely.
You're taking a child out?
Absolutely. No questions about it now. Now I have even more conviction to go ahead and take her off Boston Public Schools. I just don't trust it any longer. After this evening, it's a joke.
Well, a harsh comment. Let me ask you this. Where are the mayor and the city council on this plan?
Well, Mayor Tom Menino is in support of her, clearly, but he has not been loudly expressing his support. You know, he's been in the hospital with a bad reaction to antibiotics. It's AIDS, say, to an infection. But he hasn't stepped up and attended the school meetings and engaged in this. Now, there were several city council members there last night, including Council President Michael Ross, who said the process is very important and said he's been disappointed how quickly this has all happened.
People need time to process. We just went through this with the Boston Public Libraries, where there was just no time given to people to digest the news, and it was very difficult.
Schools on this latest closure list only found out about 24 hours before the meeting. Other education watchers outside the meeting expressed sympathy for Superintendent Johnson, who's doing something very difficult alone, it seems, closing schools. They think she deserves more support, and they say these changes are necessary.
What happens if the school committee does not take action? How serious is the budget problem facing Boston schools?
Very serious. Next year, $63 million in a gap. That's because they've lost federal stimulus money, health insurance has gone up, wages have gone up, and they say that in 2 years, that'll grow to $91 million.
Yesterday morning, when we spoke with Superintendent Johnson on Morning Edition, she bristled when asked to respond that she's been indecisive about her school closing plan because she's changed it. Do you think that she's going to modify these new recommendations?
I really don't think so. This seems to be a very accelerated process. There'll be hearings at each school, but the school committee is going to vote on this in less than 2 weeks. And that doesn't give anyone much time to make a case to the superintendent to change her mind or to the school committee to vote against her.
WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov will be following this story for the next 2 weeks and beyond. Thanks a lot for coming in.
You're welcome.